Good afternoon. I would like to thank UNESCO and the Hungarian Academy of Science for the opportunity to speak to you today. It's a great privilege to be able to be part of this event. My name is Jesús Hurtado. I have served as a member of Peru Congress since 2011 and have been a member of the Legislative Science, Innovation and Technology Commission since 2012, when I served a year as Commission Chair. Today, I would like to share our experiences working within the legislative branch to promote science, innovation, and technology on four levels: reflection, support for leadership and governance, parliamentary policy control, and formation of a critical mass. In the Peruvian Andes, at an elevation of more than 3,500 meters above sea level, 2 million hectares of land lie waste, crushed by frost and deforestation. The same area receives some 80 billion cubic meters of rainfall. 60 to 90% runs off through rills and watercourses, causing soil erosion and providing no benefits. In 2000, this situation affected the community of Masacancha, which lies at an elevation of 3,600 meters in central Peru. Masacancha changed. The land was changed from eroded, stony, and unproductive wasteland into oases in the Andes. One man launched this change using science, innovation, modern technology, and ancestral hunting knowledge. Cesar Davila, an agricultural engineer trained at one of the country's most prestigious universities, returned to Masacancha and initiated this change 15 years ago. He took 20 hectares of frostbitten wasteland and implemented an hunting technology known as sowing and reaping water. Hunting farming tools known as chaquitaquia were used to open infiltration channels and terraces, stone platforms, and small reservoirs to hold filtered water were built. Together, the community of Masacancha and Cesar Davila succeeded in managing rainwater and ending the erosion that was destroying their soils. They developed organic crop rotations and planted copses and tree windbreaks to create benign agricultural microclimates. Masacancha's former wastelands now produce barley, potatoes, turnips, quinoa, and in root vegetables, linseed, herbs, and mushrooms. The program increased water availability and stabilized temperatures, reduced erosion, captures carbon, and generates jobs and income. In the 19th President Alberto Fujimori Sierra Verde program, estimated that within 5 years, it would be possible to retain 10 billion cubic meters of rainwater. The problem was abandoned by subsequent governments. Change through science, innovation, and technology requires sustainable leadership. In the legislative branch, we empower leadership by the body that promotes science, innovation, and technology. The first objective of the Science, Innovation, and Technology Commission was to empower CONCITEC and its chair, Gisela Ojeda. One result was a sevenfold increase in CONCITEC's annual budget between 2011 and 2015 from $5 million to $38 million. $513 million have been earmarked for grant applications to fund science, innovation, and technology projects. CONCITEC now invests $230 million in postgraduate study funding for tomorrow's leaders at 150 of the world's best universities. As in Masakancha, we believe that leadership must be strengthened. Our goal is to form a Ministry of Science, Innovation, and Technology. The myth of Quero Cusco tells how the creator, Taitanchis, asked his three sons to show Aini reciprocity with their inheritances. The triple helix, formed by Llankai, meaning hardworkingness, nowadays the private sector and a community, Yachai, meaning knowledge, academia, and Munai, which means will and decisiveness, the state. Our second goal in the Commission was to promote synergy between the private sector, communities, academia, and the state, replicating the experience of Masakancha. Science, innovation, and technology must be developed and applied to solve the problems that face companies, communities, and the country as a whole. Thus, the first law that we passed, Law 29987, was to promote public-private partnership for science, innovation, and technology. Our next law, Law 3008, was for the state to give recognition to Peruvian researchers. We created the Santiago Antunes de Mayolo Prize. However, the flow of knowledge must be made more dynamic. With Law 3005, we strengthened use to open access data for science, innovation, and technology. For the private sector, we passed Laws 3018 and 3078 to promote technology transfer with patent information and industrial park. There are questions remain to be answered regarding policy management for science, innovation, and technology. Much remains to be done, but a major step forward was made in 2011 with the creation of a Congressional Commission for Science, Innovation, and Technology. It's the first time in my country, this commission. We have launched a number of bills that are currently moving through this legislative process, aiming to strengthen congressional oversight. Bill 1875 calls for the Prime Minister to report to the Commission each year on advances in science and technology. An investigation by our Commission found that between 2004 and 2012, public university failed to invest $466 million earmarked for science and research. This is why we drafted Bill 2413 for this unspent mining super tax to be relocated for Concitec grant funds. Bill 1144 addresses the issue of the critical mass of the scientific community encouraging Peruvian researchers to return for overseas and drawing in foreign talent. Similarly, Bill 2415 sets out to create a group of registered public researchers, paid 30% more than a government minister. We need researchers. We have field money. Our experience in the Peruvian legislature has been guided by reflection and analysis, supporting leadership and governance, congressional policy control, oversight, and the creation of a critical mass for the scientific community. It is vital to strengthen the triple helix of the private sector, communities, academia, and state. However, for real change to happen, a fourth and all-important stakeholder must be considered, the press. We have got our message across better and faster with radio and TV interviews on major national networks, rather than public hearings and sessions. The power of the press is fundamental, and we must garner its commitment to promote science, innovation, and technology. Thank you very much.